Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on your radio station. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we invite you to give us a call tonight. Toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening. And certainly our prayers are going out to the people, our listeners in Florida tonight. We're just praying that you're recovering from Hurricane Ian that went through this past week. Last week we had the opportunity to have Alan Jenkins, director of Nehemiah's Network, on the air with us talking about what they do, and they are getting ready to head out, I believe either tomorrow or Tuesday. They've got a truck ready to head for Florida with some disaster relief supplies. I might be able to touch on that a little bit in the as well here a little later. And got some word from some family members that are down in the area, and some had some damage. One of my cousin's daughter living in Fort Myers had several feet of water in her house. And but if you're in Fort Myers, I've seen some pictures there, and it's almost impossible to believe unless you go through it. And not everybody's been through a hurricane. My wife and I were through a hurricane in the Samoan Islands when we were there as missionaries, and through a couple of tropical storms. One of the tropical storms might have actually been a Category 1 hurricane, but as it formed over top of us, but nothing like what hit Florida with Ian this past week. I mean, a Category 1 compared to a Category 4 borderline 5 is like a breezy day compared to a tornado. And I heard somebody describe it best. They said it was like having a huge tornado strike Fort Myers and some of the areas down there. So our thoughts and prayers certainly go out to the people that are down there. Hopefully you're able to get some of the things taken care of that you need to, and just the cleanup is going to be going on for some time. And certainly encourage people to check out Nehemiah's Network, and it's a ministry of Columbia Road Baptist Church in North Olmsted, Ohio. And you can find them online. You can just do a search for Columbia Road Baptist Church, or you can go online. I had the starting out here, I had the website, and now it's disappeared on me, so I'm going to endeavor to get that back, and hopefully we will give you that. But if you just go online, do a search, put in Columbia Road Baptist Church, North Olmsted, Ohio, and go to their disaster relief page, and you can make a donation, a financial donation to help. If you are in the area here in northeastern Ohio, you can deliver some supplies and things that are needed. You'll see lists and all, and or you can just contact the church directly. They'll put you in touch with Alan Jenkins, and they will get you some good information, how you can help, how you can make a difference. If you're, like I said, not here in northeastern Ohio and you're outside of our area, you can always donate the money. They need funds to be able to buy fuel and take care of food and lodging for the men that drive the truck down to deliver the supplies. So do pray for that. And I know there's other groups, other people who are mobilizing and trying to help out. But again, I know these. Brother Jenkins said that he heard from a preacher in Orlando, of course, on the other side of Florida, and this preacher said that this was the worst flooding that he's seen in 65 years living in Orlando. And so it's a lot of water here, and he said it probably would have been worse had the storm come closer. Said it missed them by about 60 miles, but a huge amount of flooding, and also referencing the devastation in Fort Myers. But I believe that they're going to be working with a church in Port Charlotta, Florida, and they have a load getting ready to leave. So pray for them that they will be able to get down there without any problems, and they will be able to distribute some of the relief efforts that they have, things that people are going to need recovering from this hurricane. And then, of course, not just in Florida. Ian went back out to sea, curved around in the Atlantic, gained strength again, and slammed into South Carolina, and he came up through the Carolinas. My sister that lives down in Statesville, North Carolina, got a tremendous amount of wind and rain as it came up through there. We were actually supposed to get the remnants of Ian here in northeastern Ohio. We were supposed to have a fairly rainy and breezy day yesterday, but we actually, a little bit of breeze, but really was quite a nice day. I guess the rain portion of the remnants of Ian went a little further east of us than where it was originally forecast to go, but we did have a bit of a breezy day yesterday and today as the remnants blew through. But certainly our thoughts and our prayers go out for those suffering in Florida and in the Carolinas from this storm. So I encourage you to check out Nehemiah's Network and just go online, search for Columbia Road Baptist Church, North Olmsted, Ohio, and you will be connected with their disaster relief page and find out more. Well, like I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. You can find out more about us on livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can not only find out more information about me, and about the program, you can listen to past programs there, and you can also download some other materials and things that we have all at livewithpastoral.com. Encourage you to go there and check that out. Let's see, what else do I have to want to mention here? I wanted to mention, too, the program that we did here in northeastern Ohio this past Friday with Gary Kah, director of Hope for the World Ministries, and we were talking about the move to a cashless society and the rise of the central bank digital currencies. And if you have been following this and you're reading your Bible, and it certainly is something that, as Gary Koss said, he's been following this for a number of years, and he said things are moving more quickly now and more out in the open than what he's ever seen before. And so we are seeing definitely a move towards a global economic system, and it's looking very much like these central bank digital currencies likely will be the means of bringing these things together. And so I have that program. Hopefully it will be up and ready to go by tomorrow afternoon. And so if you go to the website livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com, you should be able to find that program hopefully tomorrow afternoon. What I should do is I should put a link in there for Columbia Road Baptist Church. In fact, columbiaroad.org, I double checked the address on that, and that is the website, columbiaroad.org, and then just click on their disaster relief page and see what you can do to help out, and certainly pray for the people in Florida and the Carolinas. Well, you're You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we have Tom in St. Petersburg, Florida, calling in tonight. Tom, how are you doing and the folks down there?
Good evening, Pastor Al. Well, the Amen Corner and I are doing well here. Once again, the St. Pete area was delivered.
Amen.
From the hard hit. What came through was probably a Category 1 that kind of hit us, but we were delivered, and I was very thankful for that. And, you know, it's hard to jump on a table and start dancing when you hear about what you just opened the program about concerning all the people down in Fort Myers,
mm-hmm.
your relatives and all that. You know, we just have to be quietly thankful for our deliverance. And
mm-hmm.
what I wanted to do, Pastor,
yes.
You know, we've had these scares quite a few times, and it seems as though I always happen to get blessed with a scripture verse that I can hold on to as these things are approaching. And it happened again this time. Several days before this came, I was just starting to read in the book of Matthew. And I came upon a verse, and I decided that this was going to be the verse that I would stand on during this hurricane. And if I could just share that with you, it is in
sure.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, I know that Jesus Christ didn't give this verse as a weather report, but I decided to claim it because it was so colorful, and I just said to myself, and to those that I could reach out to, I just said, as we stand upon the rock, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Word of God, we will be delivered. And that is what got me through this. And I just wanted to share that to you, about that.
Well, and I appreciate that. And, you know, when you look at some of these verses, sometimes it's not that the verse itself, when you look at the context and everything like that, really deals 100% with what you're looking at, like you said. But when you read it, there's something in it, and this is, I think, part of the genius of the Bible that you know, cries out for the idea that it came from a mind much more intelligent than any human mind, and that's that it sometimes has a way of reaching you. Even with passages that might be written for something completely different, God will take those in a time sometimes that you need something, and he will give you something through that verse that might not actually be something you would normally see, but at the time, like you said, with the threat of a hurricane, because I remember last week when we were on the air with Brother Jenkins, you know, the forecast had been, you know, jogging up all up and down, you know, the west coast of Florida from everywhere. I think it was everywhere from Tallahassee to down below Fort Myers and, you know, almost to Miami. And at one point, I know the Tampa Bay area was in the crosshairs. And then, of course, when it finally came ashore, you know, Fort Myers and the folks there bearing the brunt of it. But when you're looking at something like that, I remember my wife and I, when we were out in the Samoan Islands, you know, in some places you have the opportunity to head inland or head, you know, away from where the hurricane is. But we were out on a small dot of land in the middle of the South Pacific Ocean. And when there was a hurricane coming or a tropical storm coming, you know, we just had to hang on. Thankfully, we weren't on the water. We were up on the side of a mountain enough. We didn't have to worry about storm surges or anything. But you're anxious, and God has a way through his word to highlight something that you're reading and just make it apply to your particular situation to give you the peace, the comfort, and the assurance that you need in a time of difficulty, doesn't he?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely comes just at the right time.
And I appreciate that testimony about what God did for you. And, of course, I'm very glad to hear that you and the Amen Corner down there in St. Petersburg are okay. And, you know, we know that the Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. And we don't always know why a storm goes this way or that way. But we do know that in the midst of the storm, we can certainly be founded on the rock of Jesus Christ, can't we?
And absolutely.
Yeah, so that's it's a powerful testimony. I appreciate that, Tom. So, and I want to thank you for calling in and giving us an update on how you're doing down there.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed night to all the wonderful folks in Cleveland and Florida. Thanks for being on the air.
Thank you, and God bless. I appreciate that. And if you're down there in the area and want to call in and share something perhaps that God has done for you during the course of this storm or in the aftermath, we'd love to have you call, just like Tom called in from St. Petersburg to share that he was okay and folks there were okay. And we just appreciate that. And if you're down there and you're okay, or you're in a position where you can share something perhaps that the Lord did for you during the course of this storm and the aftermath, we'd love to hear from you tonight as well. Our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we've got Nancy. We're moved back up to Ohio here. We've got Nancy listening tonight. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al, for taking my call. That was a real blessing. Tom in St. Petersburg didn't have much damage at all. That was wonderful.
Well, I was certainly praying for them, and I'm glad to hear that they're doing well.
Mm-hmm. What I really am sorry I missed Maria's bridal shower today. I didn't have a ride there. But anyhow, I saw the pictures on Facebook. Okay, now my question is concerning Daniel 2:21,
mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming they're talking about God, changes the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings, and he giveth wisdom to the wise, etc. You know, most women I know are not interested in politics, and they would say, oh, well, you know, they would, if they knew this verse, they would say, well, God does it all. I mean, you know, God takes down kings and removes kings. But most men seem to be interested. I'm sort of a news junkie myself.
Mm-hmm.
You are. And so somebody could say, well, God removeth kings and he setteth up kings. Why should I get active politically? Why should I, you know, campaign for a certain candidate? Like, I'm a big Trump supporter, and I try to encourage people to vote for him if he's running for president.
Right.
But, I see people using this verse, you know, saying that God does it. You know, he removes kings, he set up kings. But then I'm thinking, well, God uses people. He doesn't jump out of the sky. So if you could expound on that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's a good question, Nancy. And I just want to let you know, I actually, and I'm trying to thumb through here and see if I can find it real quick on our website, livewithpastoral.com. If people go there, I have a number of articles and trying to go down through there. And I actually addressed this passage here, and I'm just trying to see if I can see that on my website. I'm kind of trying to do several things at one time here. And but, you know, the idea, God does certain things and all, and yet he expects us to do things, and we know that there's things that God is going to accomplish regardless of what we do or don't do. But I think there are some things that do make a difference. God does things in response to what we're doing or what we're not doing. And when you consider that, you know, the idea that in Daniel chapter 2, it seems like it doesn't make a difference who you vote for, if you vote at all. And I think I just found the article. I wrote it in February of 2021, so you're a little over a year and a half ago. And it's an article in entitled "Why." And I look at this verse in, and this is what I was wanting to look at here. There's a larger piece here, and I'm going to try and touch on some of these things. There's a sentence, and I like to look at sentences in the Bible a lot of times rather than just verses, because I think it really helps understand what's being said better. And this is where, if you're using a King James Bible, you have a decided advantage over people who use the modern versions, because the modern versions what they do is they break up the longer sentences into shorter, choppier sentences. And some people mistakenly think that makes it easier to understand, but in reality, it actually makes it more difficult to understand. So if you've got a Bible that makes Daniel chapter 2, verse 20, and Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, separate sentences, and makes Daniel chapter 2, verse 22 a separate sentence, you're not going to get the full understanding of this passage, because in reality, in the Hebrew, Daniel chapter 2, verses 21, 22, or I'm sorry, verses 20, 21, and 22, it's all one sentence. And I always tell our church that when I was in middle school, at the time in the Revere school system, was called Eastview. Now they just call it Revere Middle School. But when I was at Eastview there, and I had Mrs. Hertwriter as my English teacher. Now, you can't ask for a better name for an English teacher than Hertwriter, can you? And she made us diagram sentences. And if you didn't write it out right, it hurt. Believe me, she lived up to her name. But Mrs. Hertwriter insisted on making us diagram sentences. And I can remember sitting in her class saying, "When am I ever going to use this again in my life?" But you know what? I owe a great debt to Mrs. Hertwriter. She's probably not even alive now. She was older when I was in school, and that was back in the 1970s when I had her. So I'm sure she's not around. But if she was, Mrs. Hertwriter, I owe you a debt here. Probably Mrs. Hertwriter, my grammar teacher in middle school, did more to help me understand the Bible than some of my teachers in Bible school. How's that?
So
when we look at this, we understand that sentences have main subjects, and they have clauses that help develop that subject, and some supplemental clauses and things like that. And and so Daniel chapter 2, verses 20, 21, 22 is one sentence. It's not three separate sentences. When you divide the sentences up into these short sentences, you lose track of what the main subjects are and what is something that supplements the main subject. And some of those supplements then mistakenly become main subjects in these other sentences. And that's why if you have a Bible that shortens Daniel chapter 2, verses 20, 21, and 22 into three sentences, rather than keeping it as one sentence, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you want to understand the Scriptures, this is one reason amongst many that I say, get yourself a King James version of the Bible and take the time to learn some of the little quirks in it. But once you learn it, you will be better situated to understand the Bible than you will with these more modern versions. And that's not even getting into all the background of the King James, the fact that it comes from a different manuscript family than the modern versions do, and that whole thing. I don't want to get sidetracked on that right now. So when we look at this sentence and what's going on here, and I wrote this in light of Donald Trump losing. I still don't agree that he lost. I think if it was a fair count, he did not lose. He actually won more votes than any other president in history. But we're not going to get into all that right now. The fact of the matter is, on January 20th, in 2019, on January 20th, 2019, when Donald Trump's term of office ended, it ended because,2021. I'm getting too far back. I got to keep my date straight. The presidential election was in 2020. So his term of office, mandated by the Constitution, ended at 12 o'clock noon Eastern time on January 20th, 2021. Now, when it became that time, unless Donald Trump took the oath of office, he's no longer president. I know a lot of people say, well, he's still president. Well, on January 20th, he did not take a second oath of office. So according to the Constitution, his term ended, rightly or wrongly. And I know a lot of people don't agree with that, and they don't like to hear that, but it's what the Constitution lays out. Now, again, rightly or wrongly, Joe Biden did take an oath of office, and you can argue that he didn't deserve it. You can argue that he didn't win the count. You can argue that he didn't this, didn't that. But the fact of the matter is, he's the one that took the oath of office, and so he's the one who now occupies the Oval Office, okay? Actually, he doesn't really occupy the Oval Office. Most of the time that you see him in the Oval Office, he's actually across the street in the Executive Office Building where they have a soundstage set up. Why, I don't know, but they have a soundstage set up, and you can see the one set for the Oval Office. There's another set for the press room. There's a couple of sets, or several sets. And one of the things that brought this to light was, I think it was last winter, he was doing some things in the Oval Office, and it's in the wintertime, and you could see outside the windows of the Oval Office, you could see flowers blooming, shrubs with flowers blooming on them. Well, that wasn't happening because it was wintertime. And I know that D.C. doesn't get as cold and icebound as we do here in northeastern Ohio, but it was clearly a picture. And so since then, there's been pictures shown showing the soundstage that they have set up that has these sets on it, one being the Oval Office. I don't know why they do that, why they don't film in the Oval Office is beyond me, but this is what they have. So I digress here, though. I know we're going to run over here, and we'll have to go and hold until after the break to continue this, but There's Joe Biden sitting there in the Oval Office, and he's vested with the authority of the presidency, rightly or wrongly, deservedly or undeservedly. And I think I know which side of it you're on, and I think we're on the same side there. But he's there. If Putin, you know, gets cranky over there, like he appears to be, and decides to take some of the long-range bombers that he's basing up there, they got a base up there. It's up where Finland and Russia meet up in that area, and it's a short jaunt over the North Pole over to the to North America. If you look on a globe, you can see that pretty easy. And that's why we monitored it quite a bit during the Cold War. But that was up in on the Kolsky Peninsula, I think is how you pronounce it. And they got a bunch of Russian Tu-160 and Tu-95 strategic bombers stationed there at the Olenya Air Base. And these are bombers that are capable of reaching us. And then, of course, there's other reports that they've been putting out to sea some of their nuclear missile boats, such as the K-329 Belgorod nuclear submarine. If he's putting these out, and he is looking at the potential of making a preemptive strike at us, this is something to be concerned about. But at the same time, God knows what's going on. And let's hold that thought until the second half. I know we're going in on this kind of cliffhanger type thing, but we're going to see how God's working and why Joe Biden is there perhaps rather than Donald Trump. So stay tuned. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, just off both Interstate 77 and Interstate 271. The Bible Baptist Church meets each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing to Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I hope you'll stay with us here tonight. We'll be with you until midnight tonight. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I'm going to get back to our conversation with Nancy here in just a minute. We're talking about Daniel chapter 2 and some of the things that are happening in the world today. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. But I want to remind you to check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can find out more about me and the program. Also, link to our home church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You can listen to past programs there. You can read some of the materials that we have available. There's some other things there. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And also, we're brought to you not only tonight by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, but also by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio, on the east side of Cleveland. And if you're looking for a great pizza, check out East Coast Pizza. Give them a call, 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. They're located at 4889 Turney Road. That's right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School, 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. And like I said, give them a call, 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Let them know you heard about them here on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Well, I want to get back to Nancy and to our discussion here about Daniel chapter 2 and some of the things that are happening in the world. And Nancy, are you still there?
Oh, yes, I am, Pastor Al.
All right. Well, I think we're getting a little, might be getting a little further afield from some of your original question, but I was trying to lay some groundwork here before we get into Daniel chapter 2. And I was mentioning that we see things happening in the world, and, you know, the concern that Vladimir Putin might get a little, as I put it, a little cranky over there with some of the stuff that's going on. I was mentioning about the, as soon as I can get my mouse to work on my computer screen here, I've lost my mouse. Where's it at? I have the mouse. I've lost the cursor. I hate when that happens. Sometimes that happens and you just, you can't see a thing. And you can't click on anything because the cursor's disappeared. There it is. It's come back. And but I was talking about not only the strategic bombers that Putin has been building up, and you can see some of the evidence is available where they're building up some of these bombers here, and just had it here on the Kolsky Peninsula. And it is just a short jaunt over the North Pole to North America from there. And then the submarine, the submarines that they're concerned about, the Italian daily La Repubblica says that NATO's warned its member states of Russia's deployment of the K-329 Belgorod nuclear submarine, which carries the Poseidon nuclear missile. And during the break, I just got another thing that showed up that says NATO intelligence fears the possible launch by Russia of the Poseidon nuclear super torpedo, which is called the weapon of the apocalypse. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Wow.
And in short, they're concerned that Russia might conduct a test launch of the Poseidon from this submarine in the Kara Sea area, or they may go somewhere else and do an actual shot with it, because basically Putin has warned the West that everything, including nuclear weapons, is on the table. And but this warhead that they're talking about is a warhead, La Repubblica is reporting, that can cause a radioactive tsunami. Essentially, what it is it's a torpedo that is designed to move somewhat stealthily through the water, radiating not much heat and moving at over 100 kilometers an hour. And it's supposed to detonate a nuclear explosion, which will basically create a radioactive tsunami along the coast of an enemy territory, which of course is problematic, because, you know, we have talked about dirty bombs in the past, where a terrorist organization can set off a bomb that scatters relatively low-level nuclear waste and things in an area and contaminate an area. This is the idea of sending a contaminated tsunami that would inundate coastal areas, leaving radioactive contamination in its wake, in addition to the flood damage.
Ooh.
And, you know, we look at these things and we understand that in terms of what's happening to the world and what happened here with Donald Trump not being reelected and Biden winding up in that office and being there right now, and the way things are moving. Let's get back to Daniel chapter 2, and we didn't have time to get too much into it, but as I was saying before, you really need a King James Bible that keeps the continuity of verses, Daniel chapter 2, verses 20, 21, and 22 as one sentence rather than a series of sentences. And this is because...
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a challenge to diagram?
Oh, yeah.
21, 22, boy, that would be something that your teacher would
come Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Hurtwriter?
Yes, Mrs. Hurtwriter. What a name. I did not make that name up. But when we look at this, we understand the context here in Daniel chapter 21 is that Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, had a dream. And in this dream, he had some things that occurred that troubled him. And he was wanting to know what the dream meant, but he couldn't remember what the dream said. Look back up in verse 8. It says, the king answered and said, I know of a certainty, because he went to his wise men. He said, I had a dream. Interpret the dream. And they said, well, what was your dream? And he said, I can't remember it, but you're supposed to be the wise men. You tell me what the dream was and what the meaning was. And they said, well, we can't do that. And this is where the king says in verse 8, I know of a certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. They went back and forth. So eventually... he made a decree to kill all the wise men. And this is where word gets to Daniel. Remember, Daniel and his friends were taken captive from Israel. And they were trained to be counselors and wise men in Babylon. And so when word come to them, Daniel said, hey, why be so hasty to kill us? Let us have a chance to answer the dream. And so they were given a chance, and this is what happens in verse 19. It says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And now our sentence, verses 20, 21, and 22, begins. And in this sentence, and I'm just trying to go through some stuff. As I said, you can go to my website, livewithpastoral.com. Scroll down, you'll find the article entitled Why, and I go into this in detail. But what happens in verse number 20 is Daniel begins with a recognition of who and what God is. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever. And this recognizes who he is and what he is. You know, he is deserving of all honor and glory. He's the eternal God. And then he says that God's name is to be blessed, because wisdom and might are his. And wisdom and might belong to God. And that's where all of this comes from. And so this sets the stage for what is in the dream and understanding. And in a sense, this is modifying what he's going to say in verse number 20. This is setting the stage for verse 21. This is setting the stage for this. And now he begins in verse 21. He mentions that God changes the times and the seasons. And this one here is... really looking at how God can change the times and seasons, from times of peace to times of war, times of prosperity, times of poverty, and things like that. Not so much the times and seasons like we see the clock changing like it is, and the seasons changing like they are, but when God deems it best to accomplish, to advance his purposes, his goals, and his plans. And this is where we get into your question about, well, why should we vote? Why should should we be concerned about these things? You know, Paul told Timothy that we ought to pray for kings and all those that are in authority, and we need to be aware of what they're doing so we pray for them effectively. But we also know that we might transition from a season of prosperity and peace to a season of deprivation and unrest. And if God wants that transition to occur because it's going to advance his goals and his plans, then it's going to happen. And I believe that's what happened in 2020 going into 2021. Because verse 21 says, God removeth kings and setteth up kings. And kings would be also rulers in general. And so this is a situation where we see that God has a hand in when someone comes to power. We just saw this in England, for instance, where Queen Elizabeth passed away, longest reigning British monarch in history, and her son Charles has now become King Charles III. And I believe that it happened, and we've done some radio programs talking about this, that it happened right now because the world is on a fast track toward globalism. Globalism in terms of the economy, globalism in terms of religion, globalism in terms of government. And King Charles is a very big proponent and backer of the globalist goals. He's a very active person with the World Economic Forum and spokesperson with them, advancing the globalist agenda. And we know, I was talking with somebody after church today, and I've used this analogy, I think, before on the air. We see things that are happening. It's like the tide coming in. You cannot stop it. But while the tide is coming in, you can sandbag around an area, protect it for a while, but you know that eventually the tide is going to overwhelm your sandbags. And so that's what we're doing many times when we're praying and voting and encouraging people to vote their biblical values, which I certainly encourage people to do. We have a momentous election coming up in just about a month. The November elections, and God's people need to be out in force, but we also know that something could happen. Like I said, Putin can get cranky. He can attack us. I still believe that the whole situation between Russia and Ukraine, I believe that both sides are wrong. I don't back or support either side. There's been humanitarian abuses on both sides. I'm sorry, I'm a product of what I am from the Cold War, my time in the Air Force. I cannot see Putin as a born-again Christian. I think he's a very evil, conniving tyrant with blood on his hands. And he's right now, though, very actively, his speech the other day, trying to divide conservatives, in particular conservative Christians, making them think that he's on our side. He's really a bloody tyrant and dictator. And I'm not saying that to defend Zelensky in Ukraine. I don't think he's somebody we ought to be championing either. But the New World Order, the globalists, are using this to distract people's attention and further their goals of a global government, a global economy, and global one world religion. And so here's the thing. If Donald Trump had remained in office, I think we could easily argue that these things would not be happening to the extent that they are today. But we also know from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that the mystery of iniquity is working in the world and God is holding it back. But there has to come a time when God is going to start to set the stage for the events of the tribulation, which necessitates the rise of the globalists, the one-worlders. And I believe personally, and that's what I argue for in the article that I wrote back in 2021 entitled Why, is that God changed the times and the seasons because he allowed President Trump to not take the oath of office, and he set Joe Biden in there instead because it's getting close to the time to loosen the restraints of the mystery of iniquity. And so God changed the times and the seasons from peace and prosperity to coming days of deprivation and turmoil and such. And we see that happening in the world right now because the agenda is moving very quickly to set the stage for the arrival of the Antichrist and his ascension to power and the seven-year tribulation period. We see these things happening, and as Daniel continues to write in Daniel chapter 2, after saying this thing about removing kings and setting up kings, he said, "He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." And this is exactly what God did to Daniel. He gave him knowledge and wisdom to be able to understand. And then verse 22, "He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." And so he knows what's unseen by man, and he wants to help people to understand and have knowledge. And so people like Daniel that wanted to know what God had to say, people like Daniel that had wisdom that came from walking with God and following God and worshiping God, and he had a right relationship with God. God gave Daniel wisdom and knowledge and revealed the deep and secret things so that Daniel could see the things that were shrouded in darkness. God brought them to light so that Daniel could say them. And I think this tells us that just like this example, the main thing here, the purpose of the dream, was to know that God changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. And all the other parts supports this. It's God that decided to do that, God that deserves to be worshipped. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And it's that God that gives us the wisdom to know why he changes the times and the seasons and removeth kings and setteth up kings. Because it's that God that gives us the insight and the understanding. I know we're going through some of this kind of quickly, but if now is the time to loosen the restraints on the mystery of iniquity, then you can see why God allowed President Trump to not be in the office right now, because the world has to set the stage for the arrival of the Antichrist and the tribulation. And we might not fully understand all of this, but I think we know that God is allowing this to happen to further, as he said, his goals and his plans for this world. Mm-hmm. So I know we kind of went all over the place with your question there, but
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Verse 22, he's saying that Daniel revealeth the deep and secret things. You're saying God
revealeth the deep and secret things.
Okay.
And he reveals them to people like Daniel.
I think God's revealing them to people like you, because you understand this and you're explaining it to us. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm certainly not going to put myself on the level of Daniel here, but when we look at this, though, I was going to say, what we understand, though, is, you know, we have the Spirit of God in us, and we have the ability to pray and ask God for direction, and if we are open to allow God to teach us, if we're open to receive what God wants to teach us, well, we have that statement, he revealeth the deep and secret things. And God will reveal that. I'm not talking about special knowledge, but it helps us understand the things that are already written. And this may well be why, Donald Trump is not there. I mean, I've made the case in the past. Donald Trump should have been reelected. God said he'd bless those that bless Israel. What president since Ronald Reagan has blessed and supported the Jewish people in Israel more than Donald Trump? Mm-hmm. That'll And Biden certainly has not been a friend of Israel. And right now he's pressuring Israel to embrace the two-state solution, which they're calling for under the Lapid as a temporary custodial sort of prime minister. And then we have also that Donald Trump, probably the most pro-life president we've ever seen. He even spoke to the March for Life. No other president did that.
Remember that.
And God blesses those, I believe, that stand up and protect the unborn, the innocents. And Joe Biden is for slaughtering innocent babies up until, and probably the truth be known, after birth. So on that basis, Donald Trump should have been president again, not Joe Biden. And then look what Joe Biden did to help Christians and churches and to make things easier for us. And here's Biden doing the exact opposite.
So the
only way that I can understand, and this is why I wrote the article, why, is that God has plans in motion. And those plans are leading up to the time when we who are alive and know Christ as our Savior, we who are born again, we are going to hear the trump of God, and we are going to hear the voice of the archangel, and we're going to hear the Lord call us up to meet him in the air, as the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we're going to be caught up to be with him, and as Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we are going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. This mortal puts on immortality, this corruptible puts on incorruption, and we will be with the Lord. But when that happens, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the mystery of iniquity that is currently being restrained by the Spirit of God working through his people will now be unrestrained and ready to bring in the Antichrist and the global order. And, of course, when that happens, you know, those who are left behind are going through some very troublesome times. And we don't have time to get into that right now. We got less than a minute. But, Nancy, this whole passage here in Daniel chapter 2 really does, when you put it in context, you see the wisdom of God in allowing things to happen that we don't always understand. But ultimately,
well, you explained it very well.
Well, thank you. But again, what's become my favorite passage of late, you know, in Luke chapter 21, where Jesus said, when you see these things begin to happen, he didn't say be dismayed. He didn't say be overcome or consumed with fear. Instead, he said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. But that's only if you know Christ. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live, visit our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs and read articles on a variety of topics by Al Davis at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, next Sunday morning at 11 a.m., next Sunday evening at 6 p.m., or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m., 6 p.m., and every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. And tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.